Yeah, and the nice thing about that little 212 radio, 218, 218 I think is what it is they have dual watch. Although it's not a crossband repeat, it's got dual watch, and it's real handy when you're listening on simplex, too. So, I don't know, we'll play with it, get things a little more in order, and start building antennas. Eric wants to build antennas. Gary, I don't know if he will or not. We'll find out on him. But I'm going to bring some of this up. I got to do those other radio mods and see what I can get those to do. And then we'll go from there. We got to get the Hermes lights up and running. And I was checking on those little PA-100s. And they had the PA-125, but I don't know if I want to go that middle ground or not.
Yeah, I follow that. I mean, if I had time to build PAs, what you would want to have, that's cool. But if it's going to take us forever to get around to with all the other stuff, it wouldn't hurt to have a smaller purchased one, you know what I mean? As long as it was a reasonable cost and everything, and it was a decent enough unit.
We could always do like we were talking about before, put 100 watts into something that switches, and then use the Hermes as a receive for that filtration. Then we could look across the band and see what's going on.
Yeah, I still have that information on that antenna switch, SDR switch, that it's a real high-end device. It has very, very little loss. It comes, they build them in the UK. I just haven't figured out which one I want. But that would be the bomb. You could use it with the Olenko or any other rig, you know. It would allow us to use the Hermes, like as you said, for receive and to see what's on the fan with the pantograph.
Oh, filters. That filtration on that Hermes is incredible.
Yeah, you know what? That makes more sense to me than buying a linear. It's just buy that switch. And I want a decent one. I don't want one that's got a lot of loss. You know, some of the ones that you see, they're very lossy, if I've read correctly. But the one that's there, it's SDRSwitch.com, I think, is the website. It comes out of the UK. That one's supposed to be very, very low loss. You can read up on it there, and they'll show you all the certs and stuff. But, yeah, it might make more sense, because that's probably well less than half the cost of a small amplifier, and it'll allow us to have the 100 watts and use the Hermes. So, and then when we get around to building a power amplifier that's just dedicated to maybe the Hermes, then we could just, do that instead of compromising